Joe Biden accuser Tara Reid declares I am not suicidal after invite to testify to Congress. By Hannah Blow on May 8, 2023. Joe Biden accuser Tara Reid issued a warning over the weekend, telling her 117.3K followers on Twitter that she is not suicidal, as she could have the opportunity to testify on her assault claims following an invitation from Republican reps Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, and Matt Gaetz, RFL. In March, both Republicans formally invited Reid to testify regarding her claims that President Joe Biden sexually assaulted her years ago. Reid claims Biden made unwanted sexual advances toward her while she worked as an intern in his Senate office in the early 1990s. More specifically, she told New York City blogger Katie Halper that Biden pinned her against a wall and kissed her before going further. It happened all at once, and then his hands were on me and underneath my clothes, Reid told Halper, adding, he went down my skirt and then up inside it. And he penetrated me with his fingers, whatever. She continued. And he was kissing me at the same time and he was saying something to me. He said several things and I can't remember everything, that, he said. I remember a couple of things. I remember his saying, first, like as he was doing it, do you want to go somewhere else? And then him saying to me, when I pulled away, he got finished doing what he was doing and I, how I was pulled back and he said, come on man, I heard you liked me. That phrase stayed with me because I kept thinking what I might have said. And I can't remember exactly if he said I thought or if I heard. It's like he implied that I had done this. Biden has denied these allegations, addressing them in May 2020. They aren't true. This never happened, he said in a lengthy statement. Upon the possibility of speaking about these allegations before Congress, Reid issued what some are describing as a cryptic warning ahead of that potential testimony. I want to make something clear. If something happens to me, all roads lead to Joe Biden. Joe Biden and DNC political machine threats, bullying and intimidation over the last 3 years will not work. I am not suicidal, she wrote on Sunday, adding, I should not be under investigation nor am I a foreign agent. I am a private citizen. I was a former staffer of Joe Biden's that has chosen to step forward to tell the truth. The tactics using intimidation and bullying to silence me and suppress me using DOJ and FBI and social media will not work. She then indicated that she will testify under oath in Congress if asked to do so and tell what happened and what I know. The Biden corruption must end. Period, she said, thanking both Gaetz and Greene. Reid followed up on Monday after media outlets reported on the cryptic statement, adding, well, the message is not so cryptic, rather direct information I would say. I will not be silenced or intimidated by aspects of my own government that act as a vassal for Joe Biden. Thank you to those who care and support me, she added. Reid's warning comes months after Gal Luft, co-director of the Institute for the Analysis of Global Security, IAGS, claimed to be arrested as part of a greater attempt to cover for the corrupt Biden family, according to Fox News. I've been arrested in Cyprus on a politically motivated extradition request by the U.S., he wrote in February. The U.S., claiming I'm an arms dealer. It would be funny if it weren't tragic. I've never been an arms dealer. DOJ is trying to bury me to protect Joe, Jim, and Hunter Biden. Shall I name names?